Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. What a day today, huh? Brewers have clinched. Packers go into a 4-0 if they can tonight by beating the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're heading towards hopefully a Badgers team that could go 4-0. Brewers aren't done yet. We're about a half an hour away from first pitch as the Brewers getting set to take on Cincinnati in the final game of this series and the final game between these two teams this year. Brewers trying to get the sweep in Cincinnati after the partying went on last night. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders, down in Illinois and Milwaukee and Green Bay, and they can do it with a 98% success rate. Also, the low T treatments are fantastic for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. They can also help you out with the all-in-one weight loss program, and that works as well. But you can't do anything if you don't call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Let's talk some Brewers. Adam McAlvey, bring him in, okay?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us from the Queen City of Cincinnati, where the Brewers had a little party last night. And so the first question, Adam, is anybody looking rough today?
Rougher than usual? No.
That's good.
Day game after night game, everybody looks rough anyway.
Yeah.
So, especially in late September.
Well, I mean, the biggest concern, and I thought Ryan Braun said it best in the postgame, you know, kind of comments, was it's great to party now, but there's still more work to do. You're trying to get the home field for the wild card game. You still have a shot at winning the division. So last night was not crossing the finish line by any stretch, and you can't party like it was.
No, and they are in an interesting spot in that sense. You know, they're giving some guys a rest today because it's been a long stretch. They played really, really hard to get here mentally, to be focused, to win as many games as they have is a drain. So you want to get the best out of your players. So some players are getting a rest, but at the same time, there is a lot to play for because the value of winning the division versus the wild card is really, cannot be understated. It is extremely valuable to avoid that winner take all. You know, it's great, but it's also sort of a nightmare if you're one of the people who have to plan for it and play in it, because so much rides on just one little bounce here and there. So they're going to try to win the division, and they're in it. They could pull within one game today. The Cardinals are idle. And go to Denver with three to go. The problem for the Brewers is that the Cardinals play the Cubs, and the Cubs just are not, they're looking like they're ready for this season to be over. So they need a little help either way. So, look, there are some decisions to be made on the pitching front. Where do you use Brandon Woodruff this weekend? And that's all being informed by what the standings look like, really, after Friday night's game in Denver. What that looks like is going to dictate some of what they do. But your sense, Bill, is, your sentiment is correct that there is a lot to play for still.
Yeah, so now I want something cleared up because it's been bandied about here in Milwaukee. I've been listening for the last couple of days. So Is Suter eligible for the postseason on the roster?
Yes, and I have hired some, what do you call the airplanes that tag the banners, that tug the banners along?
An airplane that pulls the banner, yes.
Yeah, I've hired a fleet of those. So you'll be able to look up into the sky over the next couple of days and see, yes, Brent Suter is eligible for the postseason.
Okay.
You have to be in the organization on August 31st. That's 40-man roster or 60-day DL. He is 100% eligible. And I've been doing this. We've been doing this project where we try to guess the roster for a division series just because the wild card game is such a different animal. But should teams get to a division series, what could the roster look like? I've not had Brent Suter in mind because even with the off days, I didn't think they'd want a pitcher where you have no flexibility to use him back-to-back days. I've changed that now. A, he's pitched incredibly, as everyone has seen, and they've gotten way more out of him than they ever could have guessed. And the other thing is I think he feels great, and he's telling them, use me back-to-back if circumstances dictate. And I think they're open to that in October. They're not going to do anything to jeopardize his health, but he says he's good. If the doctors say he's good, I think there's a possibility that they sort of ease those rules should it become, you know, again, the Brewers got to get there. But should they get there, I think that's a possibility. So he's in for me.
The other question is, so how much, because I was listening to some guessing last night as I'm driving home, of when it comes to a wild card game, what your roster could or should look like, how much different do you keep a roster for a wild card game versus a divisional series? Because to me, I would think that you want all hands on deck for a wild card game versus a divisional series, you're looking at longevity.
Well, look, I mean, the division series last year, it was 14 position players and 11 pitchers. And that was with them doing a lot of the sort of bullpenning stuff. So I went with that same guess and this projection that I had to do. Wild card game, I asked this last night, and I think teams have done it differently. I guess I need to go study the rosters a little bit more. But I think some teams have done like 15 position players, 10 pitchers, or even that 14-11. 11 pitchers for one game sounds, you know, wild, but I mean, think about that A's Royals game. Remember that epic extra inning game the year the Royals went on all the way to the World Series? You definitely don't want to get into an extra inning game that is literally your season rides on this one game and have Hernan Perez out there on the mound. So you've got to protect yourself against that. So I would guess it's not all too different from what it would look like in a division series.
Now, the one thing I will say is Ryan Braun, I get it, holding him out of the lineup. I understand day game after a night game, after a party, the whole thing. But this guy has been red hot when it comes to hitting at a Great American Ballpark. I hate the fact that he's not in the lineup today.
Yeah, but look, go read the comments. And I did a story about Braun's Grand Slam, a little sidebar last night. And there was talk in there, and Craig Counsell said it. The whole aim with him was to, you know, maximize his production, and they found that giving him these days is vital to that happening. So, you know, you want him in there, and you want him to be able to deliver those moments, and they have just found over trial and error over the years that the way to do it is that when a day is available or required, you take it. And I don't know if today is required, but it's at least available, and they've decided to make that decision to hold him off.
Hey, Adam, I also wanted to ask you, Travis Shaw, who has had his struggles, does he make this postseason roster?
I've got him out right now because I think Tyler Austin has, you know, he's not played a lot lately, but for a lot of, I mean, he's part of their September story, Tyler Austin. Big home run at Miller Park. He's had some moments. So I've got Austin as a right-handed foil to Eric Thames, and kind of the way their team sets up, I think the righty bat is more valuable. So I have Travis Shaw out. And look, it's been a horrible year. It is one of their key decisions in the offseason when it arrives is, what do you do with Travis Shaw? He's arbitration eligible again. I think there's some people out there saying it's an automatic non-tender, cut him loose, he's done. I think if this season has taught us anything, it's maybe don't say it's done, something's done, or someone's done, until it's done. baseball is a game that can reward patience. Travis Shaw is a guy who's given them a lot over the previous 2 years. So that's a decision that's going to have to happen later. But I don't think he's on the postseason roster.
Is there anybody else that is a regular day-to-day guy that you think will not be on this roster?
Well, I think Chase Anderson and Zach Davies, if you're talking about kind of the main players, remember those guys were so disappointed last year to be left off and used it as fuel almost to come back this year. And they've been great, really solid for the Brewers this year. Chase Anderson is a guy that gets brought up a lot in the context of explaining what's happened this September. His velo's up a little bit, these short stints where it's twice through the order and then bullpen the rest of the way with the expanded roster has really suited him. And that's how you would attack a postseason game. But, you know, again, I did this exercise, and we've had it up there, and I'm kind of updating it as circumstances change. I just don't have – I don't know. I can't find a way to get him on. If you've got 11 pitching spots, I don't know. I mean, maybe Albers is out, and you take one of those longer guys. That's a possibility because I have Albers in. Jay Jackson I have in. I think he's been really good, really effective, especially against right-handed hitters. So – I'm not super confident about my projection, but I think Anderson and Davies are going to be guys that are interesting in that they've done their job this season. But then once you get into these short series and you have to make roster decisions, sometimes it can be unfair to guys, and I think they could be a couple. I'll say on the flip side of that, a guy that I'm way more certain about now in a good way is Keston Hira, because remember going into September, he was hurt. The mm-hmm. hamstrings, you never know how long that hamstring is going to take. And, you know, it's dicey when a guy comes back to play and they were pinch running for him when he first came back and trying to limit. And, you know, you'd watch him run and he was really sort of keeping the governor on. But he has come through that and they've done a good job of getting him back to full strength. And he said the other day that he feels like he's back, that it's not an issue anymore. And that's the really... That's a really big thing because he has proven to be an offensive force, guy that can change the game. And with the MVP down, you definitely need guys like that. And it's a good thing that he is much more of a lock for that postseason roster than even a week ago, really.
Hey, speaking of injuries, last night we saw Eric Thames kind of grab that hamstring a little bit. Is he okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's late September. You watch him move around. He always looks like he's hurt, and we ask, and he's not. He's a guy that grinds through this stuff. His back's tight. You know, you see Eric Thames the morning of a day game. You can tell that this guy is, struggling to get through it, but it takes some work to get through this, mm-hmm. I guess is the way to put it. So he's doing the work to get through it. Solid season, I think. You know, again, when we look ahead, he's got that option for next year. I think it's a no-brainer for the Brewers to pick that up because he's been an underrated offensive player for him this year. So he's getting through it, and he gets a lot of treatment on his legs because they can be troublesome, but he's able to play.
Always good, Adam. Certainly appreciate it. Enjoy the celebration, and I know it's going to be a special day down there with Marty Brenneman's last call. I don't know if you happened to hear it last night when Uecker went on with Brenneman and his son Tom last night. It was just radio gold.
There's so much that I'm missing that I need to go back. I hadn't seen Council's speech because we're standing out in the hallway outside the clubhouse at that moment.
Right.
But the Fox cameras get in there, so... I didn't see that until about 2:30 in the morning last night, and I thought it was fantastic. So I have definitely a lot of catching up to do on some of the stuff that I just haven't been able to see because I'm not in front of a TV or a radio.
Right.
The game.
Yeah, no, I get it. But if you get a chance, I put it on my Facebook fan page. You can see it there if you follow me on Facebook. But it's just those two guys waxing nostalgic about radio broadcasting and the fun that they've had. And it's just gold. It makes you really sad that you see eras coming to an end like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And look, the good thing is there's a new wave. You know, Jeff Levering is a fantastic radio broadcaster, and he's got echoes of the guys that came before him. Marty Brenneman was one of the guys that helped Jeff and Lane Grindle in their careers. So I think the torch does kind of get passed. But it's different. You know, it used to be the radio was the only way you'd get a lot of the game.
Right.
And you grow up with those voices. And it is sad to see. We went in and saw Marty this morning, and, you know, he's soaking it all in. Fantastic guy. And, you know, I don't even want to say that someday Euchre's going to hang up his microphone, because I don't know if he's ever going to want to do that. But, man, that'll be a strange day when you don't hear that voice anymore.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff as always. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Tonight, over at Hinterland, across the street from Lambeau Field in the Titletown District, come on over and join us. Yours truly, Gary Ellison, the former Badger and Packer running back. We are going to be bringing you the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show immediately following Green Bay and Philly. We're going to be over there live, so come on over and maybe grab a beverage, grab something to eat, hang out for the postgame show. And then on this particular network, is it on the network or is it just on a local station out of Milwaukee, Joe?
Just on the Fan.
Just on the Fan, but you can find the Fan on the radio.com app. Baby Talish, Bill Schmidt, he's going to be with the Green and Gold OT. So got a lot going on coming up tonight when it comes to postgame coverage between the Packers and the Eagles. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.